Now, some of your comments about our program, and today about snow days.
Yesterday, we heard from an Ohio school district that will be the first in that state to try e-days. That means on snow days, kids will have lessons to complete. They can be accessed on a home computer.
In the story, we heard what some students think of that idea. Kindergartner Bryson Riemert already has a plan for how he will combine work with his usual snow day play.
And I ride my four-wheeler, and me and my dad do donuts. I'm going to do that for a minute, and then I'm going to go inside and turn on the computer.
Come on, ATC. That's from David Nelson of Tivoli, New York. He writes, you could have interviewed education experts who are for or against computer-based learning. You could have talked with social policy experts about the great divide in access to the internet between poor families and wealthy ones. But instead, we heard from a kindergarten pupil, a sixth grader, and a high school senior. Is this really news?
Well, e-days are not new to Erin Wilcox of Colorado Springs, Colorado. She writes, we have been having online days for 4 years at our school. It's worked very well for years with heavy snow. It has also been a big help for a couple of other occasions, like when a water main broke in the city.
And finally, horrible idea is the assessment of e-days from Michael Malevich. He writes, snow days let kids be kids. I can't think of anything more saddening than a kid watching his teacher while the snow falls.
Well, thanks to all of you for your comments, and keep them coming. You can reach us at npr.org. Click on Contact Us.
You're listening to All Things Considered.